conservation stuff put away.
Hey, if you, when you're out looking around, if you get a chance to ride by that project down near the salt pond.
Yeah, I've been by it. I was by it just the other day.
It's worth taking a look at to see what we're talking about there.
So far, it's generally worked. I mean, I don't think there's been any properties that had so many wetlands they couldn't use cluster or some other provision to absorb the density.
Yeah.
And, you know, to me, it just seems like, in a fairness issue, the only reason that they can't fill that mess in is because we tell them they can't. You know, and that's where the equity issue, and I like that word, Bob, because that's what it is. It's an equity issue.
Oh, okay.
We got emailed this morning.
Okay. I knew it was huge. That's why I didn't know if it was emailable.
Well, I asked.
Short plan?
Yeah, no, he didn't bring the skirt.
I did both.
Mr. Robinson, before we get into continuing.
Sit on my couch and read it, then sit in front of the computer.
Before we get into continuing our work as where we left off, the other day, we still have a discussion left over from about our AB overlay zones as to whether it should be in this particular map or somewhere else in future land use. We have discussed, I know that, you know, we need to have a map in order to have an ordinance to do what we want to do economically in those rural areas. So I guess the question is, does that map go in this map or does it go into another map in future land use? What's your opinion?
So I'll answer the easy part of the question. It has to go into a map and it has to be in the comp plan. Since the maps have the force of law for the plan, I don't think it matters whether it's in the future land use map or on a separate map. You know, and the fact of the matter is, it, thinking through the nitty-gritty of it, it may be better to have it on a separate map just because it might be easier to read than trying to overlay it on this. To me, I don't really care which map it goes in. I know Ms. Cornwell has an issue about going into the future land use map. I sort of think it can go either place. My point would be, regardless, we should spend time figuring out where appropriate locations are, you know, and then you could, because you can superimpose that on this map or do a separate one. Doesn't really matter.
So it could either be a separate map in future land use
element
or in economic development or something like
now,
that.
No, I want it to be in the, so I, maybe I misunderstood your question. I want it to be in the future land use element.
Okay.
Not, and I thought the question was whether it was on this map or not.
Yeah, it is somewhat, yeah. I mean, it's both.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll still draw them. We can draw them within this process, and we'll decide on creating a separate map within the future land use element, and that's, I have no problem with that. As long as we can codify it that way, we're good.
Yeah. I just need to build it, because it would be tied to, you know, how are we referencing it in the code.
So, Alexis, just for, you know, work planning purposes, we'll have to add that to our list of things to do as if we don't have enough. But we'll have to...
I think, you know, we sort of have a
we probably have a pretty good idea, and then you and I are going to meet this afternoon, and we'll maybe try to discuss that a little bit. So where we left off, Alexis, was we were down east of Subbeville. We stopped there because there was a question about that donut hole that is east of Dagsboro and Frankfort and north of Subbeville, but west of Fenwick Island, south of Bethany Beach. So I guess there was some concern about expanding that into a mixed use or developing area or what?
Okay, so down by Selbyville, I just wanted to point out the map that you received in your packets. You did cross hatching to show the changes, so hopefully.
That was good.
This is clear so you can see what's being changed.
So that was very helpful.
And the colors on the side here to show. I know in some areas it's pretty small, so it may not show up super well. Like around Georgetown, we added this little bit up here to industrial, but it's hard to see. We printed out, but it is there.
Was that map online? Did we put that map online?
So we have
no, this map is not online.
Maybe we...
Because it's a draft map, and it's still a very working map, so...
Well, I mean, everything we're doing is drafts, so maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea to put our progress, you know, up there, and we'll just update it as we move forward.
Yeah, because we haven't been... The only thing we've been putting online have been the chapters once they've been approved, so I think since this is still a very working map, it might be better, once we've got a better map, then to put that online, only because if we keep talking about it for the next three meetings, and we keep putting it up every meeting, it might confuse the public, saying...
Possible.
So
if they're not confused by
now,
they're probably never going to be confused, though, I wouldn't think. But what do you think, Bob? Should we put it up as we go, or?
Yeah, I don't think it's a problem with it being out there, as long as everybody understands that it's a draft.
And
it's going to change.
Well, let's see how far we get in today, and then we'll discuss it at the end again. Okay, Alexis, donut hole.
So in Selbyville, the area here on the printed map, that's cross-hatched, is just showing that these would be potentially new town center additions based on the annexation areas of Selbyville changing since the 2008 plan. And where's this donut hole, Marty, that you were talking about?
It's the one to just above the word Selbyville.
This?
Yep.
So we looked at that last time, remember, and it's a sewer district.
Four, which is a choice. It's
let me zoom in here.
Either or. I've got it. But Hans was very specific in that he didn't want the sewer district tier maps to dictate land use. He was very clear about that in the utilities. And as I look at this particular area, can you move the map a little to the left or pull it out a little or something? Thank you. That's perfect. Whoops. Was?
Yep. Well,
that jumps around.
It was.
I had to get there. This map, this website does that sometimes. It jumps around. Okay. So anyway, the... can you put the roads over that and stuff? What else do we have?
Well, it's just the way the layers are on top.
Yeah, you can't see the roads.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, I mean, the sewer runs up 54 and around. I know there's transportation issues in there. We're going to have to address that in mobility. But, I mean, is it realistic to think that donut hole is not going to get filled in?
Well, do you think it should get filled in at a different density than 2 units to an acre?
Well, I mean, the thing of it is we either plan for the sewer and water, which is, it's surrounded by sewer and water, to go ahead and fill the donut hole in, and then whatever happens, is still subject to approval by the council. Or it gets developed at, you know, on-site septic at 1 unit to the acre or whatever, in which case it's still built out, but just with on-site septic instead of central sewer. It just seems converse to what we've been doing for the last 20 plus years in running central sewer.
But you know what you just said was though that as it stands, it can develop at 2 units to the acre anyway, right?
Correct. Well, and with or without sewer.
Beg your pardon?
No, you're not going to get. I mean, that doesn't float, you know. I mean, well, if somebody says you can develop 2 units to acre with or without sewer, that's, they haven't dealt with DENREC and on-site septic systems. That's not going to happen.
Well,
You won't get two units, but your underlying density is 2 units to an acre.
The AR1's it.
But you're not going to get two units without septic, without central water. And we're going to control that if the plan evolves the way we're working on it. So the question then becomes is, do we want that area to develop without sewer at, say, one house per 1 or 1.5 acres, whatever DENREC allows, on-site septic, or with sewer at whatever we decide to allow via the council's votes as projects come forward. And, I mean, for us to think that land's not going to have houses on it, I think is just putting our heads in the sand. It's just a matter of whether it has on-site septic or central sewer. And in my view, we're better off with central sewer. We still control the density. I mean, the council still controls
thinking,
the density.
Do you want to leave it at low density, which you know could still maybe even go up to 4 units with the MR or a GR, or do you want to change it to something that would allow for more than that?
The mixed use and the developing area doesn't change the underlying density. We're not talking about changing the zoning. We're talking about changing the overlay. And that's a totally different question. So we're not changing the density by putting in mixed use or developing. The underlying zoning is still AR.
Your land use actually changes from low density to mixed to your developing, because typically it's low density is typically the 2 units to an acre, and the mixed and the developing areas can go up to 4. So there is actually a big difference between in that land use classification.
They can if we don't approve. They can if we don't approve it.
But they have the grounds to then argue it.
It gives them
a little bit more of argument to make
the consistency with the comp plan. That's what they would argue.
But again, I mean, you're talking about, you know, do you want to work with that issue, given the underlying zoning as they are? We don't have to change it to MR, GR, HR.
Yeah, but the thing is somebody would come in and say, well, you've made a determination on your future land use plan that this is such and such an area. Therefore, you, Sussex County, have already determined that it's appropriate to go to a higher density. You know, legally, that's going to give them grounds to
ask for it.
To ask for it, and depending on how it's worded, to get it. I mean, I don't care, you know, just so you understand the legal aspect of it.
Well, no, my point, though, Vince, is that, you know, they're going to be able to put houses on there. It's an issue, is it central sewer or is it on-site septic? We've been spending millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to mitigate on-site septic systems. You know, we're not, or we, unless we're going to say, no, you can't put a house on your land, which I don't think we're headed in that direction. I haven't heard that. You know, so that's really the issue. I mean, people are going to want to live in that area. They already do.
So what if we extend the SDA? Would that make a difference?
I don't think that matters whether you do that or put mixed residential. It's what's the difference?
Well, they would have to comply with those extra environmental requirements if they go forward, which would still then potentially give them additional density if they so want to change that classification.
And they can get the cluster development without having to do the superior design requirements for cluster.
To just fill the whole donut hole in with the SDA?
That's an option.
You think so, Robert?
That's an interesting idea. Thinking about it,
I mean, looking at it actually just sort of wraps around the whole thing now. Anyway,
kind of does. And again, back to the originally reason for the ESDA was to get off of septic. So if your concern is about putting
sewer
in there,
that's my concern, is that we're going to end up with
actually,
something
that,
we don't
that
want.
That might be a good strategy for that very reason.
Yeah,
to get it, you know, because if the whole idea is to get away from the septic systems, which everybody agrees is a good idea, I think, when you can, but you have to have a vehicle to get sewer there. Yeah, and the SDA might
be that vehicle. Yeah. What do you think, Vince?
Yeah, I think that makes sense. That seems to be a logical just expansion of that area, you know.
Because it's surrounded by sewer.
Yeah.
It's already surrounded by it, so why not just do it?
That's my point, is, you know, you're going to live with this whether you want to or not.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's for the time being.
Just so I can see it real quick, and I was out at the restroom. Can you just zoom out a second? Just I want to see. Not that I'm changing anything, I just want to get my bearings a little bit.
That's far enough.
Yeah.
Roxanna, Harry.
Yeah, you got.
Do we want to take that all the way down to the state line then?
Yeah, just encompass the whole thing. I mean, it's already filling in there now.
Or do we want to leave that low density? I'm just saying that might actually not be bad to leave as low density.
You know, hopefully with our setbacks and other things that we're doing there, and we'll talk a little bit later about utilities, making a change there. You know, again, it's the same argument. You know, are you going to, you know, encourage on-site septic, or are you going to have central sewer? Because that's, people are going to buy that land, and they're going to build on it.
Well, the effect, though, of extending the SDA is making that statement. It's saying, no, we don't want septic in this area.
On-site.
We want any significant development needs to be, on public sewer.
I think that makes
sense. Some type of system.
Where's that? Do we know where that is in relation to the tiers?
This is a tier four right now.
Which is optional.
Yeah.
But the tier four doesn't.
Yeah.
And just because we're making this provision
doesn't necessarily mean
it's going to get developed. It just means that if it does, it's going to be with sewer.
Yeah, it's just telling the people this is where we were encouraging development and think development should occur. Because this is what this land use plan is doing, is saying the colors and the shapes on this map is saying where we anticipate development to occur and the type of development to occur.
I understand that, Janelle, but we
also getting that out for the public.
No, but I mean, we've also recognized that you can't force people to live someplace. They're going to live where they want to live. And for us to think that people aren't going to want to live there when 70% of our building permits.
Which is the argument for making it, yeah. I mean, I think that's what Janelle's saying, that it's, the bottom line is, what we're doing is we're acknowledging the obvious, that this is where people want to live, you know, so.
Is there any objection to, by anyone, to expanding the SDA to encompass that donut hole? Any objection?
No.
Then let's do that.
And how far down?
All the way to the state line.
And you're still going to have transportation to deal with.
I don't know how we're going to, you know, get, we're Josh, no wonder Josh didn't show up today.
Yeah, well, I know that there's been, and my concern is that folks are going to perceive these things we're recommending as somehow creating development. We're not creating anything. That's a long ways down the road. There are going to be other mitigating circumstances that are going to impact the development potential far more than what we're doing today, in my opinion. I think this is going to become still going to be a major transportation issue, and that's going to control it more than anything else.
Yeah, I think that's in the next 10 years. That's
the next
true.
10 years. That's going to be the same. But if we have the opportunity to get rid of some septic systems and some on-site problems, and by creating at least the opportunity to do it with sewer, then I think we're doing a good thing.
Okay, so we're going to change this to SDA the whole way down to the state line. Just, I wanted to revisit this area. I know we looked at this at the very beginning. Back to the conversation we just had about this being land use, is there any concern with these big new areas being developing area and mixed residential versus ESDA?
No, we've already discussed this last time we met, right?
Yeah, I think there's just some concern and some ideas is like, should it all be that, or is some of that should be left low density? Because it was just like, let's swipe it all, and I just want to make sure that, you know, we're not thinking that maybe there are pockets in there that should be still low density, or, you know, again, like we were just having discussion, I think some of that is on the outside of the ESDA. Would that make more sense for some of that there?
It's going to go either there. It's going to go, if we bank it low density, it just pushes it out further across Route 30. I mean, to me, we're better off to leave there. We still have the control. We haven't given up any control of approving or denying projects, or actually the way the ordinance is right now, setting the densities. We do that arbitrarily all the time, which has caused some of our problems.
Yeah, I think this just goes back to what Vince has said, is that this, depending on the argument that can be made, is saying that if an application gets denied and the commission and the council have said this is where we think development should be going, there could be some legal
But the question
concerns.
On density issue, I mean, we've done that repeatedly in my 9 years here. We've approved an upzoning to MR, and then we set the density to 2.16 or 7, which is the AR cluster. I mean, you know,
it's going to come down to how this is one where you can't look at the map in a vacuum either. It's going to come down to what the text says that accompanies the map and the plan. If the text says that in what's that, the whatever area, that the appropriate density is X, then an applicant or developer, their attorney is going to come in and said, your comp plan says that I'm in this area and my density should be X. You have to give me that. If the text says that it can go up to X, but also 2 units an acre is appropriate, then we're back to what you said, where you have the latitude to decide what the density is going to be. So that issue we're talking about really almost has less to do with the maps than what the text says is the appropriate densities.
What you just described is what we've been doing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
we
that's right.
Always, you know, whenever we've had these issues, we've looked at the surrounding density, has informed a lot of the decisions that we make on what we allow, see what's nearby, so that we don't end up with something that isn't appropriate for the area.
Yeah.
But we absolutely need to maintain that flexibility. It should, and I agree with you that the text becomes important in that,
yeah.
in that instance.
Yeah.
I'd rather not go back. I mean, we've we've done this. We need to move forward. So we went down to Subville. Let's move our way back up 113, and then if we want to come back and discuss.
Well, this is not the last time it's going to get like that. This is the draft.
Let's just move up.
And I think we came down 113, so we're at the bottom, unless there's any other changes around.
So we're actually going on the west side. So we need to go around 13 now.
Did we do anything around Georgetown or Millersburg?
We did, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, we plugged a bunch of gaps and stuff. Yeah.
We expanded the industrial. We looked at intersections.
Okay. Yeah. All right, let's move over to 13.
I know we kind of started in this area, but we really didn't come down here at all. Was there any changes needed around Bethany Beach or South Bethany?
No, you got the ESDA there, right?
The ESDA, you have your town center around
the expansion areas.
The expansion areas, which will be town center.
I don't have any desire to change the ESDA.
Out of your money.
Mr. Ridley, do you have any desire to change areas within the ESDA to something else?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
Okay. So you want to go over to 13?
Yeah.
Where do you want to start at the top?
Well, you're down there. Let's just start at Laurel. I think Delmar annexed quite a bit of land.
This is their annexation area. They didn't change it. It's still the same. The pink.
Can you make that a little bit bigger?
Mm-hmm.
Delmar area.
They annexed a lot of land east of 13. And I thought they annexed.
So the black line, it's hard to see on that one. That's the town boundary.
It's the town boundary that we've gotten from the state. So that's our most up-to-date town boundary.
Mm-hmm.
That's the black line, right?
It's the pink.
That's kind
of. They annexed a huge amount of area around there. So.
Well, no, they're proposing to annex that area.
No,
I don't know if they have.
Some of it's
have.
Already been annexed.
Yeah, they might have. But
refresh my memory on what the colors mean again. The
pink is town center, which according to in the 2008 comp plan, it was based on future annexation areas.
Right.
The orange is the 2008 mixed residential.
Okay.
The brown is the town boundary itself.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah,
we got those on for this.
I thought it was the
brown
black.
Is the town.
No, the brown is the town.
Town.
What's the pink color?
Pink is the proposed annexation areas, which is the town center in the 2008 plan.
Well, you need to update that town boundary because I know that's wrong.
What's the other pink color?
What other pink color?
Lake pink.
This?
Pink.
Nope, this
no,
one.
This,
oh, that's just because it's overlaid on top of the, it's probably mixed residential under there.
Oh, that's great, because it shows just annexation areas over whatever.
Oh, actually, no, that's town. That's town. Hold on.
Why is it? Okay.
Yeah, hang on a second. Okay, so this is new town annexation that's happened. Marty, the brown, let me take it off. I'll show you.
Because that was my question.
Take off the municipal boundaries.
No, we want that.
Okay.
No, just.
Yeah, so that's your town.
So the brown and the pink and the darker pink, it's the same color, just based on the overlay that's on top of it.
So the town, just to be clear, the town boundaries is.
What's
is
moving? Move, what's moving when I click? Oops. I do get to know.
So the brown and then this is the town boundary. It's based on the overlay, what's on top of it. Like, they added their annexation. They annexed what's in their annexation area, and we have the annexation areas on top. So what is the brown and, like, the dark pink is the town boundary.
Right.
It shows up on your paper map best. The brown on your paper map in Del Mar is the town boundary.
Gotcha. Okay.
What's that little white rectangle? Right
that there? Is just a gap in the 2008 data. The 2008 data boundaries were not good, so we will clean all that up.
Okay,
they should be touching.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, I don't think, other than the town annexation areas, that we need to expand much around Del Mar.
I don't either, because Del Mar's kind of got some of that area surrounded anyway, and I suspect that some of those pieces, the pale pink colors, are going to get annexed in sooner or later anyway, just because they're surrounded. And it's the only reason they're not in now is that they haven't asked. Those folks haven't asked, I'm sure.
Do we want to look at expanding the industrial area? Because we've had that conversation about the need for an industrial. Here we have some industrial land use.
Well, I mean, the industrial area is on the highway right now, that purple. One of the AV overlays that I've been looking at is where Allen's plant feed mill is to the left of Old 13. And at the edge of the town exanation area. There's rail there. There's natural gas there. So that's something that we'll look at when we get to the AB zone to maybe expand an AB zone where that plant is and where the rail siding is.
But are there other industrial areas that we want to expand? And not just the AB, because I understand the AB, but I mean...
Not in this vicinity.
Okay.
What is around all that stuff?
There's only thing in that purple, which is the industrial area, is natural gas and the highway.
No, were you asking what uses are there? Like,
yeah, I'm just curious. I mean, is it right now? Is it surrounded by homes?
Allen's Mill
is it
Road
surrounded by
cuts across
you know,
to
yeah. open
Mill.
Space?
There's that industrial area out that's north on the northeast part of town. I can't think of the name of the road. Gosh,
can you
turn off of 13A and it's down where the steel plant is. And,
oh yeah, just us on Bay.
I can't think of the name of the street.
Bay Steel Road or Bay,
yeah,
whatever. Yeah,
it's down there.
Airport.
That would be a natural place to add some.
I was gonna say, why wouldn't we if there's not stuff already there to kind of give people a heads up?
Well,
by
gonna,
the way,
gonna
this
gonna
is zoning.
See if we can bring it up on the map.
But
where is it?
My thought, Bob, is that if we do the AB overlay. Where Millings is and where there's natural gas, there's rail.
I think we do that too, is what I'm saying. Right. That's a little different than this. This is an actual industrial area that exists, but do the AB exactly where you're talking
Why
about.
Why doesn't
exactly.
it show up in the, it's not zoning industrial.
Oh, do you have the zoning?
We don't have the zoning on.
Turn it on.
I'm wondering if the town, if that's in town, though.
No, it's not.
I was going to say, I don't think
it's
it is.
Zoned LI.
This gray is your LI.
Might not be bad to match the land use with the zoning. So to expand some of that. That might be not be a bad idea.
That's not, it's, that LI is well.
Yeah, LI1.
We'll get some LI2. And
LI2, yeah.
I see the site from here, but to the left of that, cursor, if you follow that road left outside the pink, right there, right stop, right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right there's a concrete facility, used to be a steel facility there.
This one?
Yeah, there it is. It's underneath the pink.
You here?
Yeah. But that's not in town right now, I don't
think. No, it's in their annexation area.
Yeah, but they're not going to request annexation.
Well, it's in the town, so we recognize that, but right now we have it as town center. Is that a different land use?
Industrial?
Is
what that is, yeah.
So maybe instead of
extending blue
this area,
lighting,
yeah, make all of this kind of purple to expand
over that block.
Right. So the land use, these two go to industrial. This comes to industrial.
Right.
Do you see anything else in this area as maybe industrial?
The rail siding is not far from there.
And this
there.
Is the rail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's right adjacent to that. But I don't know, getting the natural gas down there could be a twist.
But I mean, if we already have industrial, I mean, I know maybe natural gas is important to some people, but not all.
We're not going to get every essential every place we go.
Well, since we've already got some industrial there, does it make sense? Or just to leave it as town center, like we have done?
I'm going with make it industrial. Just as a, again, you know, if I'm coming in looking for a home, I want to be able to say, oh, wait a minute, this whole area is already zoned industrial, or, you know, it's set up to be industrial.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I don't want to be here because later when it becomes industrial, I can't say, well, I didn't know, or, you know. That
maybe this or expand a little beyond. How much do you want to go? Because definitely this we've discussed.
That box goes.
Yep, this box goes. Do we want to go on this
side?
Come
across the street, a straight line across the street.
So include this.
Yeah, why not?
Anything on the other side of the street? That's a no.
I don't think so.
No, I think you're good with what you have.
Just kind of this area.
Natural gas, you don't have enough mass of area
to
generate the
to make it worthwhile.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Right.
Right here on the side of the town.
So it can't be this.
So match the zoning and then extend it down along the town boundary here. Like this.
Yep.
Okay. The annex. Yeah.
I think that's a town boundary. Let's see.
Yeah, the hash, the dashed is a town boundary.
So just like this. Okay, and then also catch these other areas that are zoned industrial and turn those into planned industrial and make sure this matches up?
Yes.
Okay.
Same thing, just pose a question, Marty. There's that gray right in the middle of the screen and that the railroad runs right through it. Does it make sense to go on the other side since there's nothing around there?
That's...
I have no idea, I'm just...
That's where the... Is that where the Allen's Mill plant is?
No, that's just a farm.
Doesn't look like anything's there.
And again, AR1 would be a permitted zoning district that's in the, it, so...
That's the Dalmore Grain Facility.
Oh, right there, yeah.
And that's also on rail, but the rail siding's very short. I thought that was in town.
No.
Well, then, yeah, why don't we expand it to that area to cover?
How far would you like to expand it?
I'd see the property boundaries so that we could see that.
It's like, well, it looks like there's Allen, a natural break.
That's Allen's Millings facility. That's the Allen's Mill facility that you're looking at right there. It's what that is.
Right.
And we're talking about encompassing the Allen's Mill facility and the land on the other side of the railroad tracks in the AB overlay.
Yeah, I was going to say that's probably more of an AB overlay situation there than a...
Not
okay, so we'll mark that as AB.
That's one of those situations where you have natural gas, rail, and you already have existing agribusiness.
But you do want me to change this to planned industrial, future land use.
Because
it is zoned industrial.
So yeah, that would clean that up.
And then we'll just expand across the street with the AB overlay.
Go that way.
Yeah.
Okay, are we good in Delmar?
Was there enough highway commercial right adjacent to the intersection here?
This here?
No, go move the map north, upward, right. There's shopping centers there at that.
So it looks like it's only on one side of the street.
It's on both, actually.
So you want to...
Well, the commercial zoning is on both.
Further, move that map further up. You're not far enough. You're not to the state line yet. There you go. Now the state line's right at the bottom of your map. Mm-hmm. So there's a shopping center. The intersection is 13 and 113. There's a shopping center on both sides on the Delaware side, left and right. And they're primarily built out. There's a little bit of space in the shopping center to the right.
Actually in town.
Yeah, I was going to say this is town.
That's in town. Yeah. So we have no jurisdiction. That's in town.
So we're good.
Right? So we're good. And we actually probably want to clean up.
Yeah, I was going to say clean all
that. We're going to clean up some of that red because some of that's in town.
Because on the final map, how's it going to look for towns? Is it going to be?
It'll look like on your paper map.
So it's brown.
The town will be brown.
Yeah, brown.
Just the whole thing. Brown. The whole,
yeah. So then.
Okay.
Can you zoom out real quick, and then we'll move the laurel. Some of the brown areas. Can you get to the mixed use? Some of the brown areas that they're all built out already. They already have developments on them. There's some mixed residential.
Mixed residential.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's pockets of mixed.
And I think there's houses already on those.
So, like, you mean around the outskirts of town?
Yeah. So there's a mixed residential.
There's
is
one,
it developed or
one.
Not?
Those are not developed.
Not.
Is there, I mean, if they're not developed and there's no approval, a subdivision approval, can't we remove those mixed-use areas?
You can, if you don't believe that they should be mixed-use, if they want them to go low-density.
Is there any reason to have mixed-use?
Wait, mixed residential isn't mixed-use, though, right?
It's not mixed-use. It's mixed residential.
Right.
So it would allow for low-density and... Maybe it would allow turn on the zoning. Let's take a look at the zoning. That might be why some of those have the land use classification that they do.
And that is why.
They're zone GR, which is why they have the land use
He's
classification.
That explains that.
Yeah.
So taking them back down to low density would not match.
The state land use planning office wrote our 1970 plan, but why they did that, I don't know.
Because they thought we all wanted to live in trailers.
What we might want to do is
manufactured housing.
Yeah, that's what it was.
In 1970, it was a trailer.
We might want to look at this one instead of, since it's zoned MR, is maybe change that to the land use classification.
I don't think this is just developing area.
So is this an area you want to take down to low density?
If it's not,
if it's zoned AR1.
Yeah, if it's zoned AR1 and it's not got an approved plan, then yes.
Pretty close, yeah.
And even on the GR zoning, right, that doesn't mean we have to keep the mixed residential area that overlay, does it?
Got trouble.
It'd be better to leave it that way.
Never going to have sewer out there unless we approve.
Well, it's not, sewer doesn't really have too much to do with it. It's, yeah, low density doesn't allow for MRRGR.
No.
So taking that land use down would require a change of zone, which.
Okay, so the other one that has mixed use but it's not got a zoning will take that off.
So take the developing area off of this because there's no zoning underneath
no zoning
it other
and
than
it stays AR underneath.
There's a little pocket of neighborhood business here.
Well, so that's better.
I'm just curious, remember the, what was it, Blackwater or whatever? We had that development.
Right there, yeah.
Is that that intersection? Because it was like four sides and I'm just trying to remember.
No, I don't think so. I think it's a little further out.
Okay.
Yes, that should stay there, I think.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Neighborhood business.
Yeah.
Do you want to expand the neighborhood? Do you want to expand any commercial into this area?
So that's zone neighborhood business, but do you want to put a future land use category?
No.
For like at that intersection with 54 to encourage commercial? Or is it just too far out?
Oh, trust me, 54 is busy.
Yes, it is. Yes. Which is why I brought up that, especially that, so that might be a busy intersection, is do we want to encourage commercial there?
That's 54 and what?
That's not
St. George's Road or something.
That's not the busy section of
54. No. I mean, it's through traffic busy. It's not.
Providence Church Road.
They're all some.
Yeah, that's the Blackwater development.
That's
that
yeah,
was
that
there.
Is Blackwater. So that's why that was there.
Yeah.
So you think?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think we need it there.
We definitely need to take in. Definitely want to consider the B1 that's currently there and making that a commercial land use classification that it just fits a little bit better. Even though you can do B1 in the AR, in the low density, I'm sorry. I don't know if that would.
That was just approved as part of Blackwater or what?
No, I think that was, it was
probably
already there.
There.
It's been there forever for whatever reason.
But, I mean,
I don't think you need to add to it.
Local business with like a. I don't know what's there. I don't know if it's like a mom-and-pop shop or something, but you want like a big...
There's not much out there, guys. I mean, there's that housing development, Blackwater, that's been struggling for 20 years. And occasionally a house goes up with an on-mound system. It's an on-site septic. There's no central water. So there's not much else out there. I think we'd better off to just let it go and have somebody come in and apply for a change in zone.
Okay, so you're saying take the developing area off because nothing's really going on with that development?
Just
I don't think you can.
The west side.
Right, the
where it's not developed. Where it's not developed.
The GR zoning, the developing area stays
right.
And the other
goes. But the part where it's AR1 underneath, take off the developing area, and we don't want to add commercial future land use here.
Not
we're
going to
leave
nope.
that as rural, but it's going to have the neighborhood business zoning on top.
Which is still a permitted use
right.
zone.
Okay. Do you want to keep moving up? 13?
I think it got.
So we're at 30 and 13, this area here.
Got built in last.
No, we've just approved some commercial there where all the red is. And. We don't need to do any more there.
So right now, this is the future land use. There's two pockets of commercial.
You'll have to match the you'll have to match the commercial to what we've approved on that corner, and you probably should make the corner commercial as well, which is to fill it out.
Not what we want.
That there. On the other side, there's a church.
And I'm going to guess where it's zoned MR, we might want to take that to something that's not a low density because the MR is not a land use. So maybe that developing area.
Cool. The yellow MR you're talking about?
Yes.
That's a subdivision that's in existence, it's built out.
Yes, but
make the
zoning and the land use match. Just recognizing that it already is.
So you want the MR zoning, you want a new mixed residential future land use category on top of this MR zoning right
here? Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I can see to now somebody coming in and saying, well, you've got mixed residential and an MR zoning, and now I want to do an MR zoning across the street. I can see that happening.
Right, but if we're just taking that subdivision, just that specific subdivision, because then the land use and the zoning matches.
Okay.
And then you want to match up the commercial with the actual commercial zoning.
With what's already commercial.
Yeah, it's, you can see it's offset just from the...
Right, that's all commercial. It's
that's
built
commercial,
out.
This is commercial.
The only thing that's not commercial is the corner box. That corner box on 13 and Whitesville Road.
Uh-huh.
Come down with your cursor, just the right box. You might as well make it commercial too.
Just on the southwest
yep.
side?
In not the whole four
well,
corners?
I think we're no, well, I mean, I don't care if you do all four, but there's a church on the other turn that's already there.
The parcels.
And then across the street, there's just parcels. There is a nursery, a greenhouse. But I think it's a conditional use up above there.
Is that somewhere we want to encourage more commercial, is at the intersections?
That's cool. They just changed the intersection to, you know, you can't go across there. You make one of those S turns. It's a turnaround.
Yeah.
So if you want to make that commercial, that's cool.
Which parcel?
Where the cursor that? Was?
Like a blob around the corner, okay. around the intersection.
Like a circle or something.
I'm using Marty's turn, the blob.
Blob, yeah. When I was asleep on the recliner last night, I got called the blob.
So blob of commercial at 13 and 30.
Yeah, just
and
a
then
circle.
Matching up the commercial further down.
Right, and match okay. up to what's already.
And then
already
making this MR to right. match the zoning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's IG.
So do you want me to keep moving up 13?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep moving up a right, bit. I mean, you're going to have to come back
you
out.
Zone out, yeah.
We'll come out a little.
Yeah.
So
okay,
just outside
good.
Of Laurel, on the south side here, there's a little blob of commercial zoning and commercial future land use.
Okay, we just approved a...
so that's how you get around to these counties.
Not me this week. Well, anyway. I'm just trying to figure out where we are. Stop it.
Can you do the
I did ask for that one, yeah.
The Google overlay.
You want to see the base, the aerial?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
So, can I ask you a question on this? Because I know we talked about it. I know you and other commissioners had a strong opinion. Was there a desire, was it 113 or 13 that we wanted to, one of the two you wanted to keep open, and one you said would be more appropriate
one,
for a
113 is... the arterial, because it hooks into Maryland's 113, which goes all the way down to Pocomo, which okay. goes to the Bay Bridge Tunnel. That's Maryland's done their end of that.
Yeah.
And Route 1 is pretty much connected to 113 up at Milford,
yeah,
if
right,
we ever do
right.
a bypass. So that's a natural north-south arterial road. 13 is in the Wicomico County MPO. Josh is not here, but he would confirm that, all the way up through Seaford. So that's a natural business route,
right.
and it's just going to be more and more business.
That's
the reason,
what I thought, yeah.
The reason for this is I can't see it clearly, but the new malt plant is somewhere in that. I can't see it, but it's on Old 13. It's the old Laurel plant too, Bob, and if you know familiar with that.
I think you need to zoom out a little bit more.
And what can you get rid of the yellow?
Yep, this is developing area. This is mixed residential, and these are commercial future land use.
Okay, we need that aerial photo again so we can find out where that plan is in relation to that.
Just seems like...
zoned industrial.
Let me see the zoning.
It could be zoned industrial.
It is zoned industrial. Yeah. The proximity mall is
yes.
zoned industrial.
Is it this down here? Right here?
Is that it? Yep. That's it.
Okay, that's zoned industrial.
Okay, so behind
sure
that...
the future land,
you know,
industrial.
Behind that plant, there's a substation right across railroad tracks. Right there, that's a DEC substation.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's rail that runs there, so that's another potential AB zone. Bob, do we need to expand the industrial area across the street from the malt plant?
That's be my thought on that one. Why do limit it to AB? And
I think that would make some sense, because that area could develop that way.
So to the right of the industrial area across 113, we would expand the industrial area in there, yes?
And behind it.
And then behind it, we would do the AB overlay.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time?
So to the right of the gray industrial area, as you're looking at it, would you expand the industrial, right?
Okay.
And to the left of the gray area would be an AB overlay.
AB there.
Okay.
Yeah, there is some ag preservation district in here too.
Well, there's some that are in the program, but not, they haven't sold
the
development rights.
They're in the district,
10-year.
To be honest with you, one of the ideas of putting the AB overlays actually in proximity to the ag districts mm-hmm. was because they kind of insulate that heavier use from higher residential, and they offer the opportunity for wastewater application.
So back to my thought on, because that's what old 113, I guess, or whatever it's mm-hmm. called. Would it make sense right now? It's nothing on 113. Does it make sense to make that a developing area corridor up and down?
Well, if you zoom in, there's Johnny Gymnastics and all that right up the street, and there's a couple that are businesses that were there so long.
On 13 or on
13.
On 13 over here?
Yeah, I said 113. I'm sorry, I meant 13.
I think, you know, there was an overhead door place that used to be a bakery, used to be a whatever. I mean, it's been there forever. So we just rezoned, or we did a conditional use, didn't we, on that place just a week or two ago. Slide that down a little further to the bottom.
This way or the other way?
Yeah, you're good. Keep going just somewhat. Okay, so there's Gymnastics, is that red blob to the top right.
Or this.
Yeah. So I don't know how much does that, that's in their annexation area, or they have annexed for Laurel?
Annexation area.
Because it's pink. The light pink is an annexation area.
So the V that's, you see the V below the two reds that goes on Hearns Cross Road there?
Yes.
That V, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that that's going to get swallowed up. It's a commercial across the street, and because of just the way it is. So that probably needs to be commercial, just because of where it's at and everything, right? But I don't think we need to come much further south than that. Do you, Bob?
No, I don't think you got it.
There's an existing, if you go out just a touch, you don't have to go very far.
Can I ask, okay. Before we do that, just can I ask a question that comes to mind? So we show that as an annexation area. What is it, if the town never annexes it, what do we have underneath the annexation area?
We should probably put a mixed residential underneath.
Yeah.
Do you want developing areas or mixed residential or town center? You've got a bunch of different options for the annexation areas, and typically we've been doing town center for annexation areas, and then a few instances we were doing developing areas, like around Ellendale we did a developing areas instead of the town center, but in this case, do you want to do the town center?
The whole way down?
Probably.
Or just for the annexation area?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about for the annexation areas. I'm concerned, we look at it and we see, okay, there's a color there. So that means a decision's been
made.
That's
right.
Really,
it
hasn't.
No, it's just their annexation area.
Well, it's the 2008 town center, which is their annexation area.
Oh, okay. So that's already town center?
It's 2008.
It is?
Yes.
Okay. So it's town center already?
Which is based on their annexation area.
Okay, we'll just leave that.
So this is town center. And what did you wanted to change the commercial in here?
Well, there's to the right of that, there's an existing couple, next to Gymnastics, there's two irrigation companies, a metal machine shop, and all of that. And I don't know what you do with that.
Yeah, I mean, that whole, that, and then there's that,
Should we just take it all to town center instead of highway commercial, because town center allows for the commercial?
Yes.
So just take
but
the
But she said it was
commercial.
Already town center, right?
This well, down here is, everything no. in pink is
everything
town center, and
is
this
town.
Is highway commercial in the future land use.
Which
I would just say that everything's just pink, make
just
it town
make this
center.
Town center?
Yeah, because right now it's just a little...
Yeah.
And then you see where your cursor is, just to the right there's that intersection, and there's the other color, the lighter yellow color. There's a couple businesses there.
Here?
right on that corner of that intersection, come down right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's an existing irrigation business there. There's one right up the street, just short of Genosics, that are farm equipment, manufacturing, and sales. And so I don't know what zoning that
Here's the zoning.
This commercial.
Commercial, general commercial here, general residential here.
So I think we need to change the land use, at least on the south side, to reflect the commercial.
Well, it's commercial, and I mean, that's the zoning.
Tell me from the school.
I mean, should that be LI?
It could be. In fact, my thought was that...
Plant industrial.
Yeah, in that area, that's Old Stage Road that's running north and south.
The north and south, and then there's the trailer park up and on the left. But that's a farm and business, and there's a greenery.
South of Trussell Pond Road certainly could be,
So that south might be a planned industrial area if we wanted to add one, that whole corner,
So change the word zone commercial to planned industrial?
Yeah, in that area.
All the way over?
This area into planned industrial before we hit the house, but the silos in this area.
They do pipe manufacturing, irrigation pipe manufacturing.
So do you include that or no?
This to planned industrial. To just like around the bend, kind of like you take that corner.
That's a grain facility there. Arrows on. And then the other is they do light manufacturing and metal shop work.
So the line could probably go like that, and then anything that to the rail line could be industrial.
I'm just looking at the parcels.
Right, but it's still.
So it looks like there's a parcel boundary here. So take all this parcel, these two.
If you can do, or come across.
You want to go down here into the area?
Just take that light area in.
There's a green place there now,
Or do you want to take that entire parcel?
Because this is one parcel.
I don't care, take the entire parcel,
just make the whole parcel that way.
It goes all the way down here.
Yep, it's quite a large tract.
Okay.
They don't have to have them come in later. No, I'd like to.
And again, we would still allow the AR1 so it can still stay.
Yeah, it stays. Yeah, zoning.
Not a problem.
Yep.
Now, I have a quick question about all of this box. It just seems like a weird box on top of...
What is it?
Maybe cleaning up the box to match the zoning.
Yeah, that's...
I think we're just going to...
No. Is that?
There's a Laurel High School in there.
It looks like because of this.
There's a couple of houses in here.
That's Lakeside.
The center pivot of those.
Yeah, that's...
Okay.
But there's definitely some houses, but it's actually zoned.
That's Lakeside Estates there, I think.
Yeah.
MR, so just...
So that's all developed.
I think it's just going to clean up to
make
match.
Make it mixed residential or...
It is mixed residential, just the boundaries are kind of funky.
Just going to clean it up to match
clean
a little
up
bit.
Those lines to match, There's a lake there.
Yes.
Yeah. You might want to, and the rest is in the town annexation area, so you want to make sure that's either town center or.
Okay. So moving north.
So right, moving above where that box is that we just addressed, if that's not got an overlay, that should be town center as well.
That is, that's why it's pink.
Okay, it already is, yeah.
Yep, because this would be the town, so that's pink. And then we've got some mixed, we have some developing areas just outside to reflect the current zoning.
Cool. Okay, we can continue to move north when you're ready.
And I think there might be, I want to say one of these farms must be permanently preserved because on your paper map it looks like.
That's just a lake there, that green.
Is that white, the green?
Yeah, there's a lake and a stream there, So it's a natural area.
No.
That's okay. We'll figure that one out and make sure it's right.
It might show up as protected lands only because it is a pond.
Protected lands are protected either state or easement or something.
So that's what that is. There's this, probably a state pond.
There's something there. Okay. Okay, so around Laurel?
The Bethel, from North Laurel, there you see the hatched area.
This was something new you guys had me add at the first workshops.
But to the left of that, we probably ought to just follow the river all the way to Bethel and the road and make that mixed use or something, mixed residential.
Is there zoning for that?
It's AR There's zoning nothing. There now, but the issue is Bethel is on the river. And they have, it's an old, old community, and there's not 150, 75 people there on very small lots and on-site septic. They've been struggling with this issue of trying to mitigate sewer in that town, and they can't. There's just not enough people to bear the burden of the central sewer, but Denrec would really love to get that community on central sewer because of their proximity to the waterway. And so I talked to Hans about this a little bit about, you know, when we partner with sewer, if we did that as part of a growth area, would that open up the potential to do mitigation, sewer mitigation for Bethel, and add, of course, you can't do it without the residential area. So that would be adding mixed residential down that road, Woodland Ferry Road, and over to Bethel.
Central sewer.
But do we really see development happening in that area?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen in a general sense. And actually, that particular location, because the road's cut over, you can take shortcuts to 13 to Seaford. And Woodland Ferry is down the road as well. It's, you know, I could see it happening. I can see people wanting to live there. The Little League Park is right up the end of Woodland Ferry Road, so there's some amenities there.
But are you getting applications over there?
I don't know, but I think, you know, you got a 10-year plan, and we're trying to find a way to solve a problem. You know, you just open that door and see what happens. It doesn't force it.
I think the idea is that if there was some development to occur there, you could pick up Bethel and solve it. It's critical mass. You don't Bethel doesn't
have the mass to.
Yeah,
you know, and this might be a way to at least encourage folks to look at this area.
So along 492
north.
Yeah, that north.
Long well, I was thinking now, just kind of filling in the.
No, you can't do the south side because of the river. You have to go north. You're right there.
So just
that
this,
block.
Just yep,
that block.
Some of that's so protected along the river too. Some of
that. It might be, but those would be state-owned lands. If it is, or state owns a heck of a lot of land there, and that's not an issue. In fact, if we ever did something, we would probably put a significant.
So,
a mixed residential area?
Yeah, I'm thinking that. Yeah, mixed residential.
Well, it looks different because it's the town on top of.
Oh.
That's the color of the town boundary.
What, the brown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so, I was thinking the same as the yellow over on the.
Oh, you want developing areas?
No, all right, that was, no.
Okay.
Yeah. So mixed residential from Bethel across 79.
Up there, all the way to the hall. Yep.
Down and then and along the protected
river,
areas?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
We should have had in our seats the teeth to what all these.
Yeah, really, wait a minute, again?
I'm trying to lose track of what all the different colors are.
I'm still wondering if that's going to be enough to make it worth their while.
It is in my seat.
Should we maybe go all the way up to 403?
Do we really see the development going all the way up there? And I think that's, I mean, again, we're looking at 2435, and we have to be realistic about where we're thinking development's going to occur. So, and I'm not saying no to that it's a bad idea. I'm just saying we need to be realistic as to.
Well, if it wasn't for Bethel, we probably wouldn't do what we're doing, but I think
right, and this reason is we were trying to help Bethel.
That's why I was saying that should we expand it up to 403 just because if we then put in a.
No, there's plenty of land there.
No?
It's a large tract.
No?
Very good soils.
So just here on the south
side? Yeah.
Okay. All right, so back into Laurel.
You want to zoom out because it looks like there's something west.
This?
I think down Route 9, Laurel has got a water tower down there. They've also put a remote fire station and paramedic station down on Route 9 ways. I'm guessing that's going to keep moving towards Georgetown. Do you agree, Bob?
Yeah, well, eventually I think it will. There were a lot of developments planned in that area, which is one of the reasons why the fire station was put out on Fire Tower Road, but then the economy crashed and none of it got built. So I certainly think it could come back. The town is poised for it to come back. So, yeah, I think if it's when it happens, I think that's where it'll be.
And I just have a quick question. Do we want to leave some of this as highway commercial, or do we want to take it to town center, even though it's zoned commercial, to better reflect?
This one has all those little islands.
Yes.
Is it in the town center?
It's in the town center.
Yeah, well, then make it a town center.
Then we just don't, then we don't have the islands
so take
of
off all the commercial.
Just the ones that, like.
In the town center.
Yeah, like this one. This one, because as long as it's town center and the zoning matches with the, because it's already zoned commercial and then it's town center, I know we're good.
Do you want that across the board on the map? Like if,
it seems
if
like that
there's,
would make sense.
If there's commercial on top of town center, then just make it town center.
That would be cleaner.
Fine, yeah.
Then you wouldn't have all these splotches and pockets.
Let me just double check.
Here's the blobs.
So as long as that covers the bases with commercial and that people aren't going to see the map and say there's no commercial on the map, because that might take out a lot of commercial.
Right, because that would allow the town center still allows for the commercial. And we just need to make sure that when we update the chart, that is clearly there.
Okay, let's let's keep going north. We'll let Route 9 go for now. We may come back to it. Mm-hmm. There's a...
So we're not just going back. So we're not doing anything with like
up
the fire
line.
Road.
No, I think let's just hang and see where we end up with. I think Janelle's comment about what's realistic to be filled in needs to be taken seriously. And there's a strip of land that we're going to look at right now between Route 13 and Old 13 that goes up to Seaford. If we did, if the Western Sussex. That land right there, and you already blocked it in.
Yeah,
right?
One of the first things
right.
You had me do.
So, yeah.
I just blobbed it, but I can clean it up.
And there's quite a bit of land in there, and if they ever combine the sewer districts from Greenwood all the way down through Laurel, that's going to have a bullseye on it. So that would be a better place than going east or on Route 9, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's the area between the train tracks, which is this, and 13, everything in between down to Laurel.
Well, the train tracks might be an issue. Somewhere in there is the pellet plant, the poultry, the Purdue pellet plant. I think it's right about where you're at.
It's right off from the Barrow Way.
You look at the zoning.
Yeah, so you need to check the industrial.
And it's zoned AR1.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. It's a conditional use.
I was going to say, I believe that's a conditional use.
It's a conditional use.
And we probably need to change
that. Change that to industrial? Okay.
All right, where is it exactly?
It says Enviro Way.
On Enviro Way. Let me look at the parcels.
Yeah, but there's multiple parcels. Mm-hmm.
That's a piece of ground old thing was for.
Let me see that. Purdue?
Yeah, Purdue owns a bunch of those parcels. It's not just one parcel, by the way.
Can you put the aerial so we can see what we're... Okay, there you go.
That's right.
Okay.
Tricky mouse.
That's good. So that's why I wanted to do that, because you see the parcel. That parcel goes across the street that they own?
Across the railroad track.
The railroad track, right.
That's the railroad track.
Yeah, so that's why I don't know that we want to put...
Because they own this, and that's where the plant is, and they've been expanding, and then they own this. So you want to take at least their parcel... To an industrial zone?
Yeah. Can you run the cursor down the railroad track so I make sure I have the right... That's that line there, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So maybe if we want to expand industrial, we want to catch along the railroad tracks, right?
On the
there you go. That
east
like
side
that.
Only?
To where that road looks like.
Something like that.
Maybe we include, and I think that's Purdue as well.
Okay, include that.
So we include this and then come over and just make sure we get to this little area right here.
And do you want it into on the other side too?
Well, that's the question. I mean, maybe that's parcel on the other side. Of course, it's on the railroad track. You know, leave it and make that all planned industrial.
So you do want it to go across?
Yeah, and then remove
the... And then all this over here?
The mix.
It's a developing area. Yeah. So take that off and make this planned industrial.
Right. Yep.
What's under here? What's this one?
That's a nice site there. You can get gas to it real quick.
Do you want it to cross over here too, or just up here where the Purdue ends it?
It's already there.
There's no snow.
Well, it's already there, so you can't change it. So.
But do you want to include this parcel too on this side? It's owned by someone else. Hold on.
Yeah, anytime you click on a parcel, it's going to zoom to the parcel.
There, that one too.
Might as well.
But it's not Purdue. It's this guy here.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, but we're taking that one anyhow, so.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we're taking that one in across the street.
So you have some pockets of commercial in here. Will the developing area cover that? If
yes.
We just make it developing area?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll make sure it does.
Okay.
And I know somewhere, I think it's much farther north, there is one little spot of industrial. I would like to make sure we get to have an industrial land use.
Over here?
There it is. It's a little...
No, it's actually... It's much farther north. It's almost to the Kent County line.
Okay. Well,
It's much farther north. It's just... I want to make sure I don't forget it.
Well, that's DuPont.
Yeah, that's DuPont.
Yeah. Or whatever it is.
Okay.
So we need to match... Do you want to match the boundaries or of the zoning or keep it blobby like this? The purple underneath.
I prefer to match the
zoning.
We can keep it blobby, but definitely we need to, in whatever zone industrial needs to have the purple blob underneath it.
So this is zoned industrial, but it doesn't have the purple blob. It's developing area.
That really should be industrial.
Industrial.
Yes, please.
Is the DuPont land in the town?
No, it's not.
No, it was assumed it was. I never.
None of it's in town.
None of it's in town, yeah.
It's not in town.
None in town.
Yeah, just always figured it was because it's
right there.
Yeah.
Done in town.
What's that little blob of industrial? What's there?
Yeah,
it's not
see,
DuPont, too.
This.
They have all their own utilities and everything.
Oh, that's the old, that used to be their, like, septic, whatever it is. You know, that's where they put all their, what's it called?
Waste.
It's their waste. just go with waste, yeah.
Yeah. Generic.
Sludge. It was.
I was going to say dredging materials.
Now, did that industrial catch those feed mills and all that stuff on the river?
Well, this is actually residential. We can definitely make that industrial. In town.
That's in town?
Yeah. That's in town.
Gotcha.
That's why there's... but we can definitely take that to industrial. I think we just want to leave those as... Because those are houses.
Nope, that's good.
So do you want me to change, what about this in here where it's showing as 2008 plan industrial? Do you want it to match the zoning and then turn this into, what is this?
That's the golf course. That's the back nine of the CP.
Yeah, that's the golf course.
Do you want it to be, was that mixed residential?
Does the golf course need to be industrial?
Actually, let's leave it.
It's town center. Yeah, it might not be a bad idea.
I just underlying zoning probably is. Yeah. Probably is.
I'm pretty sure it is.
We're just
going to
leave that. It's blobby. Yeah, keep it blobby and make sure the blob covers what's currently zoned.
Barrels and barrels and barrels.
So we need to expand the blob up to here to catch this.
That's a question. Do we want to expand the purple? Do we want to expand the industrial to this area?
So that's town center right now.
I don't think you need to. The site is huge.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
so we just leave that town center and then the rest of it. Merge the two to...
Yeah, I think Dolores would be very happy if that all got used, actually, what's there. Yeah.
But we need to change the... We need at least expand it to catch this.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Were there any, as, well, I guess, I mean, like we did in Dalmar, we had some mixed residential zones that were not, there weren't much that we could get rid of. Were there any there, Janelle, in the Seaford area that?
Not really. It looks like everything's kind of overlaying. I mean,
yeah, they match.
And especially based on the density where that, you see that yellow going out, that density, well, it's probably, it's zoned AR1. I would leave it just because if we ever, just based on, those are smaller lots now, to leaving that.
So like this shading in here was the 2008 mixed residential. So we'll clean it up to match the zoning.
If that makes sense.
No, it does.
Okay.
There's some developed properties that have been developed long ago that I imagine we're going to have to mitigate with sewer at some point, right?
Right, but most of them have a land use classification that, again, if it's not zoned AR1, it has either a developing area or a mixed residential land use classification on top of it because those match, because you can't do the AR1, you can't do MR easily in low density. It really does like to fly.
Yeah.
At what point do you want to break for lunch, Marty? Do you want
to? Whenever you find a place that you is convenient to stop, we can stop. I mean, we can stop right now. I think Mr. Hudson is ready for a sandwich.
Absolutely.
I hear his stomach growling from over here. Is this a good place, Alexis?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to stop for 25 minutes for lunch.